You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, Unfamiliar Territory. I woke up from a dream where I was loved fully, wildly, deeply. The kind of love you can feel in your bones, it's visceral. In total. And in that moment, I pulled away. Not because it wasn't good, but because it was unfamiliar. This episode is about that moment, the moment of retreat, just as something beautiful arrives. When we say we want love, abundance, or softness, but can't quite let it in. Not because we don't want it, but because some part of us doesn't know it as safe or familiar. Not yet. So I grew up as a little girl in Japan. And what that means is that for me and for many of us, emotional safety had to do a lot with modesty. That's probably not only in Japan. So I wonder if some of you might relate. What that meant was that making sure everyone else had what they needed first, that was safe, that was modest. It also looked like not taking too much, and it looked like staying small so others don't feel small beside you. And what that also means is that when something too generous and lovely appears, a compliment, a gift, or a sense of being luxuriously cherished, some part of me or my nervous system still flinches to receive it a little. I don't mean that I'm that way about everything, just that I noticed this flinching in the unfamiliar territory. It's like there's this unspoken line. Something like, beyond this, this is too much for me. It's not written, but it's like energetically there. Here's a childhood memory that says it all. So when I was little, my parents took us on a family trip to Hawaii, and the room where I was staying in had this huge, expansive closet. It was massive, I think, by any standard, but especially for me as a little girl from Japan. Like a little squirrel, I scurried to one corner and unpacked my suitcase, maybe taking up only a fifth of the space. That memory makes me smile now, because it's not about the closet. It's about what happens when we get more room than we're used to. What happens when we receive more love, more attention, more ease and abundance than we're used to? No doubt everyone says they want these things, but when they show up, your body might still have a reaction that's like, wait, is this really okay for me to receive? And that's what I want to point out here. I personally understand it now as a form of like subconscious breaks. You say you want a loving partner or more wealth or true belonging. But if those things live outside your nervous system's comfort zone, your subconscious will hit the brakes. That means that even while your lips say, "Of course I want it so badly," and it looks like you're doing everything in your power to work towards it, to make it happen, something in your subconscious system doesn't have a way of letting it in fully. I think some of that is cultural, and a lot of it maybe springs from childhood. So for me, as the youngest of four in a middle-class home, I was taught not to take too much. Don't take first. Don't take the biggest piece. You're the littlest. Definitely don't pretend like you deserve to be treated like royalty. That wasn't safe. That was reason to be dragged down. That was foreign. And that kind of attitude towards life, it just really didn't belong in our familial setting. Now, if I were to take that unspoken coding there in my nervous system and give it words, it would be something like this. Generous ease and emotional safety don't mix. Because for a long time, for me, they didn't. But, ladies and gentlemen, friends of the tribe, we are rewriting the code. Yes, because come on, now they do, now they can. Generous ease can feel emotionally safe, and it can be safe and right to receive it, to really let it in, to absorb it. Because I am no longer a child at the table with just enough to go around. I am in the now, where in this phase of my life, I want to build a life where love is overflow, it's abundant, and that the overflow is the new normal, where we don't always have to fear not having enough, whether it's food or money or housing or anything. I want receiving to feel safe and right. I want that for my children. I want that for all of us. So I'm beginning with my children and making sure that their upbringing is one of comfort, like nervous system comfort. I want you to know that you deserve these things, not just materially, but also emotionally and in your nervous system too. And in this process, I'm realizing once again that I am healing my own nervous system, and I'm letting myself, well, I need to begin by letting myself know that it is safe for me to receive too. I want to ask you this. What's your unfamiliar territory? Is there something your soul is ready to receive, but your body is just still resisting? Something that might feel too beautiful, too easy, too wonderful, and too good to be true. But maybe deep down, you know you want it. Deep down, maybe you believe it's meant for you. What I now know is this. The nervous system is wired to love familiar patterns. It's built to protect us from unfamiliar ones. And weirdly, what that means is that even painful ones, painful patterns, would be chosen by the nervous system if it is familiar. It might quietly tense up when joy enters because the nervous system whispers, "What if the other shoe drops?" So, what I'm wanting to do here, you know, me, the yoga girl and meditation and building self-awareness and all of that, I'm kind of shedding light on the somatic aspect where what if we could teach our physiological system, like reteach it slowly and gently, to let it know that it's safe in the unfamiliar. You could get used to this. It's okay. There is no other shoe to drop. And even if it does, you are here, you're aware, and you're able to rebuild because you're present. And that is this very gentle, sure, internal conversation I'm having with my nervous system that was trained otherwise, right? Stepping into unfamiliar territory means meeting new parts of yourself. And what that means for us, not just for me, is that not only are you meeting those new parts of yourself, likely your family and some of your friends are meeting and seeing parts of you that they didn't know existed, or maybe they don't want to admit that you're that different. And this is a discovery process. What I'm working on, and my gentle suggestion to you, is how to trust myself through that process of discovery. How do I reteach my nervous system? And how do I let myself know that it's safe to move beyond who I have been before, who all my family and maybe my culture know and expect me to be, into who I truly want to become? It's about letting myself know, hey, May, I will never abandon you. Even when everything feels new and unfamiliar and you're scared and it feels like you're departing from the old chapters and the old people in those chapters of your life, maybe you feel a little alone. But I am here. You don't have anything to worry about because I will never abandon you. Because you know what? If we don't have that intimacy, connecting with ourselves that way, this expansion into abundance or overflow, whatever it is you're asking for, it will forever be a play of push, pull, push, pull, because you'll never let it in. And I think it is. I think it's time to let yourself receive it, to bask in it.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about me and my Kizuki Journaling Meiwai Method at my website, kizukijournaling.com. That's KIZUKIJOURNALING.com. Or find me on Instagram at MAEYOSHIKAWA.